Hello. Hi, Stephen. You okay? Yeah, sorry about that. It's just really quiet on the phone. You just rang, that's all. So yeah, like I said, we are calling for the Scottish redress, please. So do you just need to make sure that we kind of got your details correct, take a brief statement, and we can look at getting this submitted for you.
Okay.
So yeah, just to confirm, obviously, I've got your name as Stephen Cummins.
Stephen Frank Cummins, yeah.
Stephen Frank Cummins, perfect. One moment. Frank, just F-R-A-N-K?
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you have been known by any other names at all during your time?
No.
No. Or is not like even Steve or anything like that, maybe?
Yeah, but, I mean, my name is always Stephen. But, yeah. I mean, I always get called different names, don't I? But it's always...
Yeah. Just in case, you know, say they ever wrote, like, Steve on a file or anything like that, then we can locate that as well. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
And just to confirm, I've got your email address, stephencummins74@live.co.uk.
That's correct.
Yeah, and this is the best contact number for yourself, is it?
Yeah.
And can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's
So is that the 20th of October? 28th of the 10th, 1974. Thank you. And can you just confirm your current door number and postcode?
It's 12 Upper Killarney Court, and it's ID27HA.
I'm sorry, just some on computers. What number did you say it was? 12?
12.
And it's IV2.
7HA.
Upper Killarney Court, yeah?
Upper Killarney Court, yeah. Bullock, Inverness.
Thank you. And, yeah, where was you placed at the time?
So I was in care from 8 years old, I left care at 16, and my own choice.
Yeah, once you got old enough to leave, you left.
Well, I had a choice at the time, it was 16 or 18, and I just wanted out of care, so I chose
to get out of there. Yeah. Fair enough. And do you know the reason why you went into care?
My parents split up when I was 6, and my mum was an alcoholic, and she was very physically abusive. And I started going into care when I was 7, 8 years old, and by the time I was 12 years old, after many attempts to try and have a relationship with my mum, all times with care at 12 years old,
just realised it wasn't going to...
So all contact after that was, like, there was no contact after 12 years old.
Well, fair enough. Sorry to hear that, but like say, it's just one of those things, isn't it? So was it, I take it, to begin with at 8 years old then, was it Inverness local or
No, no, no. So I was born and brought up in Edinburgh. So I started off care in actual Edinburgh itself. And then I started moving down to the borders, like Peebles, Kelso, all around the borders, like loads of different addresses.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously...
And I was in a children's home, like.
Yeah. So, you know, you started off at Edinburgh, there was quite a couple of different addresses in between there as well.
The fortunate thing is I had my social worker, she was my social worker for nearly the whole time.
Throughout it all, yeah, perfect. So at least there was somebody there, like say, who, you know, kind of a regular face to support you and whatnot there.
Perfect.
No course, no worries. And like you said it was like age 8 to 50. Do you remember your parents' names, like your mother's name, do you remember?
Yeah. So you want name?
What was your mother? Yeah,
so,
please.
Pamela Sally Cummings.
Pamela Sally, sorry, how's that spelled?
S-A-L-L-Y.
S-A-L-L-Y, yeah. And then your father's name?
David Cummings. I think it was David John, but I'm not sure.
No, I can leave it as David anyway. That's not a problem. Yep. And did you have any siblings at all?
Yeah, I had an older brother. He was 5 years older, but he was fine. He never got involved in all that.
No, that's fine. So he didn't need to. No, that's fine. Not a problem. I just take his name and age just in case it was on any records or anything like that.
Yeah, so he's David John McLean Cummings.
Yeah, and you know even just how old he is roughly then, he's 5 years old.
His date of birth is the 13th of the 10th, 1969.
Perfect. And, yeah, so obviously like you said, it did start off in Edinburgh. Do you remember any of the other places where you did move to or...
Not in Edinburgh, I did go to, there was a place called Granton. I went there, I went to a place called Liberton in Edinburgh. Apart from that, it's quite hazy at that stage. But then, when I started moving to the borders, my mum was put in the hospital for over a week through a serious assault from her, and after that point, I went to a children's home and then all different foster cares in the borders. So the children's home I was in was it's called the Selkirk Priory.
The Selkirk Priory?
Selkirk Priory, yeah.
Children's home.
So I was in there 3 times. And that was my last place. So when I left there, I was in Selkirk Children's Home, Selkirk Priory.
No worries. I mean, I had heard a few horror stories from there in the past, to be honest. Yeah. Like I said, we can explain a little bit about kind of what happened and stuff in a moment. I just want to just make you aware, first of all, obviously, when we do look at these cases, we're not just like clutching at straws. Providing, which you have already mentioned, you know, that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time at the case.
Yeah, that happened in Kelso.
Yeah.
So I know the address. I know the family. I mean, I can give you every detail. It was sexually abused, and he was sexually abused and his two granddaughters and myself. It's all documented.
No worries. Like I said, I will take notes of all this in a moment. I was just going to say, first of all, just to make you aware, obviously, we don't claim directly from the care homes or anything like that.
Yeah.
Many of them have shut down already. The compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government or the local authorities. They're the ones who was liable and obviously funding the neglect to begin with.
Yeah.
They have already started paying out these cases as well, and the average claim's around £48,000.
Right.
Obviously, though, we have seen cases that have been, you know, significantly more than that as well.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, obviously, I know you said it started off in Glasgow. Do you remember the name of the home that you was at to begin? In Edinburgh, sorry. Do you remember the name of the home that you was in to begin with?
No. I mean, it was just individual foster homes. So there were temporary foster homes I was put in.
Yeah. So you were in and out of foster homes during the time.
In Edinburgh, yeah. I was in quite a lot.
Yeah. And do you have any memories of like any kind of abuse during that time of like in, while she was in Edinburgh or?
No.
Yeah, no, obviously like say you was quite young at the time as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then from Edinburgh, what age did you move to? Out of Edinburgh?
So I moved out of Edinburgh probably at the age of 10, I think.
Around 10 years old, yeah.
So I moved from there to Peebles. And again...
To Peebles, sorry. How's that spelled?
P-E-E-B-L-E-S.
Yeah. And do you remember the home? Was that a foster home that was at there?
No, well, I actually moved there at the time with my mum.
Yeah.
And obviously that broke down after, I don't know, a week or so, and then I started going into different foster parents.
Broke down due to relationship, yeah.
So I'm sort of in and out of care until my 12th birthday. So it was the day before my 12th birthday, and my mum, so she's seriously assaulted me if I can end up in hospital for over a week, and it was after that it was decided that, yeah, there'd be no more contact.
That was good. Actually, over a week in hospital.
Yeah. And so when I left the hospital, I went to Kelso. I went briefly to Selkirk, the children's home. I was only in there for about a week. And then they found my foster family in Kelso.
Just because I just need to make a note of this when I'm popping it down. So you left the hospital and then you went to, was it a children's home that you went to there?
So I went briefly to Selkirk Priory. That's when I was 12.
Yeah.
So, and then I got re-fostered. So they found my foster family like quite quickly. I think it was about a week. And that was in Kelso.
So Selkirk found you a foster family.
Well, my social department, obviously social workers found the foster family for me. And yeah, I got rehomed in Kelso at 12.
In Kelso, and is that K-E-L-S-A-L-L?
K-E-L-S-O.
S-O.
That's it.
Kelso.
Yeah.
Found a foster family in Kelso at around 12 years old, didn't you?
At 12. So I just turned 12.
Yeah. And is that the place that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So again, I know it is a bit of a sensitive subject. If you aren't comfortable at any point, just let me know. But can you just explain just briefly, like, some of the abuse that you did, obviously, suffering at home?
So I noticed there was something like the foster parents lived in one bungalow, the grandparents lived right next door in another bungalow.
Yeah.
I obviously started. Of course, I was only 12, but I was quite streetwise at that age. Yeah. I realised that there was something like not right with the granddad, but also just the way he was towards his granddaughters.
Yeah.
So, we used to get put over there, so the granddad would watch us while Fiona and Brian were away working and stuff, you know, if it was holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
So we used to play like a game of hide and seek. But obviously a lot of the hiding was in his bed.
Yeah.
And that's where abuse would take place.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it was like it was touching all. It was like the fucking major stuff, but yeah, there was sexual abuse. Like, I was obviously fucking whistle blew straight away. You know, when it happened to me,
once you knew what was actually happening.
Yeah, because could you imagine? Imagine my first foster mother finding out shit like that about her granddad. I don't know if you knew anyway what was going on, but anyway.
So do you not think they actually knew what was going on at the time either then?
Honestly, I don't know. I would hate to think they knew, but obviously there's always a party of things, maybe they did.
Yeah, that's, yeah, exactly.
You know, so...
And when you reported it to them then, did they, you know, like, contact the police or speak out?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my social workers, like, they took me out of there straight away. Police and everyone was notified. I'm sure there was a statement from the police taking off me at the time. But the problem was, the granddaughters were denying it. Like, they were denying that it ever happened and that it was happening. Yeah. But... It turned like 2 years down the line, he got convicted and everything about it. He actually got convicted for it.
Right,
and all the truth came out.
Right, yeah. And then obviously, like I said, he did actually get convicted.
Yeah, he got convicted.
It's horrible for them as well, isn't it? Because they would have, like,
Yeah.
You know, indoors getting told not to say anything.
Yeah, it was horrible. So it's obviously going on for a long time with them, you know. I don't know how many other foster children it went on with as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
no, absolutely. Yeah. No, again, like I said, I'm sorry to hear that. It must have been a, you know, traumatic experience. But so after you left there then, was you kind of, not everything okay, but, you know, was there anything else, or did you kind of, was you okay after that, or?
Nah, I sort of went off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was in a lot of children's homes. A lot of children's foster care and schools. Yeah, so I got expelled from like 12 high schools. The last high school that I managed to finish off was practically in England. It was the only school that would take me, so I had to travel like 2.5 hours there to get to a school just to finish my exams at the time. So I went off the rails.
Yeah. Such a shame as well, isn't it? Like, say,
That only lasted, believe me, it only lasted up to 16. I joined the army, everyone. I had a great life after that, so...
No, I'm glad to hear. And then, obviously, was there any other children, like, during, I know, obviously, like you say, that had a knock-on effect mentally, but was there any other children's homes or any foster families where it, you know, you did suffer any other type of abuse that you would want to put down at the moment, or...?
Nah, only really once in Selkirk Priory. The manager at the time, I got brought back by the police, and again, I think this was documented as well, that he physically fucking hit me.
Manager at the time.
He's an absolute wanker, the boy, yeah. He's an absolute wanker, the boy. But yeah, he floored me, like punched me in the stomach, floored me, and he got taken away. So I'm not sure what all happened, but again, yeah, but that was a total different abuse.
Yeah.
I was quite fine after that.
I was actually speaking to somebody earlier today who'd been in that priory now. She did say that she was like 15 or 16 at the time, so, you know, she didn't think that she really suffered much abuse, but she knew that there was obviously abuse going on to a lot of the younger children there at the time. A lot of the more vulnerable ones you tend to find, you know, couldn't actually stick up for themselves or fight back, tend to kind of pick out them it seemed like. No worries. So I will make a note of all that for you now. Obviously, so what we'll do is we can, in order to look into this and to get your files, we do just need to sign the for you to sign the documents, just say that you are happy for us to look into this for you. So I am just going to get these sent out. Just hold on one moment for me. So what I'm going to do, like I say, is I'm just going to get the documents out for you to sign, for you to happy to look into this. Whilst we're getting that out, we'll just also need a proof of ID and a proof of your address for yourself.
My driving license.
Have you got like a driver's license or something like that?
Yeah.
That'll cover all bases, that, to be fair. So.
Okay.
What I can do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I just send you a quick WhatsApp now, you can just send me a picture of the driver's license.
Okay.
And then I'll get that sent out for you.
I'm not sure it works just now, but I'll be able to do this quickly for you.
Yeah. Once this is signed and the IDs, once you've signed this document and the IDs, and that's basically everything. There's only one or two more things that I might need to confirm.
Okay. So I'll just send it on the one that you've already emailed me a message on.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just send you the other message now. But yeah, just that one that I have already sent you a WhatsApp.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. And then you should have just received a text message from myself as well at MMA.
Okay. A message or an email?
You should have received a text message and an email, I think.
Two seconds. Yeah, I've got the email.
Yeah, yeah, so if you just click that.
It's quite plain then.
Yeah, so if you just click a sign in or start, yeah. Then you should just say, it should say proceed to document.
Yep.
Yeah, and then it should just say agree and accept. And once you've clicked agree and accept, it should just take you straight to the signature box.
I think it's past it. Sorry, I just need to grab my glasses there.
Yes. Just let me know what you can see.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to go through it all again. I came down to the signature box, but I've not seen the agreement.
Yeah, no worries. So if you've got the signature box, you probably already clicked agree, to be fair. So if you just collect one of your if you just click one of those signatures, then they should just see a little a tick box that says, like, acknowledge or something next to it. Yeah, and then once you've done that, it'll just take you to the next box.
No, I'm clicking on the signature, but there's... Yeah, I'll go up the other one. No, I'm clicking on it. There's no...
Do you just select one of the three signatures?
No, it's telling me to click agree. Sorry, I'm still trying to find the agree, but it's actually asking me to do that, so...
And you can't find the agree bit at the moment, but it's telling you to click agree. Yeah. There should just be a little tick box underneath the signature that just says agree. As agrees right at the very start of the document.
No, it's definitely not the start. I'm out at the moment.
But it might be easier if you just close it down and just open the link again and just start it again. It might be a bit easier for you. Let me know what you can see and I might be able to talk you through it.
I'm just going back through it again.
Yeah, no worries.
Fuck's sake. I mean, there's loads of signatures right there.
Yeah. So I think once you click, there's loads of what, sorry?
loads of signatures, right?
Yeah, so you should have three different ones to choose from, and then you just choose whichever one you like, really. I think you open it up, click agree, click the signature and click acknowledge, and it should just take you to the next box.
Right, that's it. Right, so that's one of them done. So I just need to do one?
Yeah, so if once you've done the one, it should just take you to the next signature. And then once you've done him, it should just say finish.
Right.
There should be like two or three that you just tap your signature in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it should just say finish once you've done.
It's not came up finish yet, so. Forgot to put the date in one, right?
Sorry?
It's asking me for the date, yeah, so I'll just put the date in one of them.
Yeah, just put the date if it's asking for the date. I think it usually does it automatically, to be fair.
Yeah, that's it, but I've not got a finish.
Done them all, it should just say finish in the corner. A sign, or it should say like, if there's any still incomplete, you should just say client signature, but if, as long as you click to acknowledge, yeah.
Yeah, I've clicked acknowledge, I've signed all of them.
Click them on, and it should just be a box now, just saying like finish or proceed. Top it should just say finish.
I can hear the panic in your voice, mate, but honestly, I'm moving through it. And I can't see.
Well, I can do if you want. I just pop you onto one of my colleagues because they've obviously a little bit more experience with it, to be fair. I might be able to just whisper it just one moment.
Hello, is that Stephen?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Hi.
Hi, Stephen. My name's Billy. You're having a little bit of an issue with the document at the moment, is that correct?
Yeah, I've signed them.
Do me a favour and just come out of the actual document for me and go back to your text messages and press on the link again just so we can go straight from the beginning. And it usually takes 2 seconds and it's one thing.
So pause this and go back into email, yeah?
So if you just go out of the document and then go click back on the link for me.
Right, I'm back to proceed to document.
Perfect. So if you click on proceed to document for me, once you click on that,
yeah.
it should then take you to a box that says signature.
Yeah.
Perfect. So now if you click on that signature box for me, it will then bring you to a drop down of three signatures with your name, squiggly writing.
Yeah.
I think what I've done here is I may have sent over the wrong document. What I'm going to do for you, I think you've clicked on it so many times, I'm going to get it resent over to you now. Just give me a second.
Well, no, I've signed. They're all signed. I'm down to the date from the last
one.
Yeah,
it won't come back. It won't come back now because you've had so much access to it.
Right.
So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to resend it over to you and get that one.
Okay.
Back. I think when you click on it so many times, that's why it's just give it the issue. Just to confirm, the correct email is stephencummings74@live.co.uk.
That's right, yeah.
Perfect, no problem, so just give me a second. Mm-hmm. And what I'll do is I'll get it to come through to your mobile number as well in a link, so it's a little bit easier that way for us to access it.
Okay.
And is this the best mobile number for me to get it over to?
Yeah.
Once this has been allocated over as well, that's everything from your end, so it will just be the legal team that will be in contact with the value. But of course, I believe Elliot has dropped you a message over on WhatsApp so you can track your case with him as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why they have an issue in there at the moment with the document.
I would imagine the process is quite a long time, eh?
So, in regards to yourself, did Elliot run over the topic of conversation with you? Did he ask you if you ever had any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No, okay. You've not got any terminal illnesses at the moment, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. So, can I also ask you your age, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 51.
Yeah, so because you are under the age of 68 at the moment and you've got no terminal illnesses, we're not eligible to fast-track your claim for you. Now, that just means that you'd be paid out within a three-month time frame just because of the circumstances. Anything else from that point onwards would take anything from 6 to 12 months. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it will take 6 to 12 months. We just have to tell you that just to be on the same
side.
Can come through a lot faster and a lot sooner. And did he also tell you where the average amount of what you will be entitled to back?
Yeah.
Perfect. No problem. Now, that link should have just come through to you. Will you see if that's come through in a text message or in an email, please?
Okay. It's the same. Yeah, I've got the email first.
Now, if you click on the link for me.
Mm-hmm. Proceed to document.
It will then say proceed to document, yeah. And then once you click on that, it should say agree and accept, something along those lines.
Yep.
Once you click that, it should then take you to a signature box. And once you click on the signature box, it will bring three automatic signatures up for you.
It says you have signed this document.
Let me just have a look. Perfect, that's come back free, Stephen. That's fantastic. So, in regards to yourself, have you sent over your ID and proof of address to him?
Yeah.
Perfect. I do believe that he has two things that he would like to confirm with you, so I'm going to pop you back on the phone to him. But like I say, anything that you need, just feel free to give us a call straight through, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Hey, sorry about that. I won't keep you on the phone much longer now.
Okay.
I was explaining it the right way. It was just the completely wrong form that you were signing.
Right.
No, not a problem. Yeah, but literally just two more things, and I will let you obviously get going. So can you just confirm your surgery name, your local surgery at the moment, like your GP surgery? Sorry.
So it's Riverside Surgery.
Yeah.
Inverness. I don't know the address off by heart.
No, don't worry, I should be able to get Riverside Medical Practice. Is
Ballaferry Lane, yeah.
Brilliant. And just one more thing as well, and obviously touch wood, but you know, in the off chance that anything was to happen to yourself during the time of this claim, who would you want to be the beneficiary to receive this money if anything was to happen to yourself?
It'd be my wife.
Your wife, perfect. And what's her name?
It's Ramona. R-A-M-O-N-A.
Yeah, and obviously Cummings as well, is it?
Yeah, Ramona Jane Cummings.
And just her contact number as well?
2 seconds.
Yeah, no worries.
So it's 07-393-865-686.
Yeah. 686, perfect. Other than that is everything, like I said. So thank you for your time today. I understand,
no problem.
Obviously, it can be quite difficult. So I do thank you for obviously discussing that with me. As I mentioned earlier, these cases, they have already started to be paid out, and people are receiving payments from these as well. If you do have any questions or anything you'd like to mention that we haven't mentioned, feel free to give us a message on that WhatsApp that I have just contacted you on.
Okay.
And obviously,
I appreciate this is going to take a while anyway, so I'm not. If anything comes out, then it comes out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, like you say, it will be a fair while anyway. But
yeah.
Like I said, you can claim directly through Scottish Redress now. Mm-hmm. What we tend to find is that we won't actually give the files. We say that it's due to third parties, but it's not the case that we do get them. We have seen cases where they've been contacting people as well and offering them £10,000, but the minimum case with ourselves is around £48,000 that people are expecting to get back.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware, we will obviously try to get you the maximum that we can.
So I'll just deal with you, obviously, and not anyone else that tries to get in touch.
Yeah, basically, yeah, obviously, just deal with ourselves at MMA, obviously, for anything. If you are still in contact with any, friends or family from the time that you was in care as well, feel free, if they are comfortable to pass on our details, and we will be able to look at, getting a case sorted for them as well. Obviously, if not, like I say, you understand it can be a sensitive issue, so it's not a problem if not.
No,
we're raised. Other than that, though, anyway, just like I said, thank you for your time. You have a great day. We'll just be in touch when we do need to be, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
And you have a lovely day then, Stephen. Thank you.
You too, now. Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.